Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Thank you for another day. So we need your way, your truth, and your life. Again this day, one day at a time. It's all we need. And thank you, Lord, for just helping with this word now. Lord, you know that I go to bed in the night thinking about the word already. And then in the morning, like yesterday morning, I just wake up and I know this is what needs to be said. But like this morning again, Lord, I don't have a clue on what to say, but I just know you are a very present help and you will help. So enlighten, motivate, and encourage us in Jesus' name. Amen.
We're reading 2 Timothy 2 from verse 8 to 13 in NIV translation. Remember Jesus Christ, raised from the dead, descended from David. This is my gospel for which I'm suffering, even to the point of being chained like a criminal. But God's word is not chained. Therefore I endure everything for the sake of the elect, that they too may obtain the salvation that is in Christ Jesus with eternal glory. Here is a trustworthy saying. If we died with him, we will also live with him. If we endure, we will also reign with him. If we disown him, he will also disown us. If we are faithless, he remains faithful, for he cannot disown himself.
Hallelujah. Here's a trustworthy saying, if we died with him. And we need to not make that a question mark. That needs to be that's a definite. We did die with him. When he died, we died. One died for all. Why were we yet sinners? He died for us. And when we come to realize that, we realize that that was our death to sin. Just as he died for sin once and for all, it was for us, and we accept that. So why now? Why do we accept it? So that we can now live for him. Just as he lives for the glory of the Father, we also live for the glory of the Father. So that's so important, guys. We need to know we've been sin. It was a horrible thing. It cost the life of Jesus 3 days, 3 nights, so that it can be dealt with. And so it could be dealt with. Why? So we could come back to the original intent of God. We can come back to the original intent of our family. And that's what it's all about now. Awaking to righteousness, awaking to godliness, all wonderful words that talk about the kingdom of God, the reality of the love of the Father and Son through the Holy Spirit. So that's what we live for. We live for his light. We live for his love. We live for his encouragement. And in that, we got to keep focus. That's what we're living for. I like the word that Drini shared this morning, not to get caught up in the snares of this world, but to keep our faith. The Bible actually says we are adulterers if we love this world, because God is jealous. His Holy Spirit has got the pure intents of God that he wants to bring into our lives, the thoughts and intents of God, the Word of God. So that the Word of God, God the Father and Son, can make their home with us. So we need to take hold and want this new life. Amen. Resurrection life. That's what it's all about. And then times in that, like he says in that, he is fully for us. When we accept him, he accepts us. And so he's fully for us. And if we are faithless, he remains faithful. Because many times in this walk, you think it should be like this. And I know in my own walk, many times it's the Lord working. And I would say, get behind me, Satan, because it's totally opposite to what I was thinking and feeling. This is the way we should go. But God comes through and we need to just stay with him. He is the potter. We are the clay. He is the shepherd. We are the sheep. And as we follow him, that's when the righteousness of our cause, the destiny that we were predestined to have, comes to pass, and we can be the lights in the darkness, the rivers in the desert, the shadows of a great rock in a weary land. So be encouraged, brothers and sisters. You've been called for salvation. And just as Jesus showed the salvation and Paul lived the salvation, we have also got to work out our own salvation with fear and trembling, because it is God that is working in us to will and to do. So we got to take hold of his leadings on a daily basis. Amen.
Amen.